You have an image of your mother actually sewing that six-pointed star on your coat.
I do. Yes, I remember that quite well and asking, what is it? My mother just explained that this is something we had to do, and wasn't just my coat, it was my father's, my grandparents', all of us would wear that. We were branded in that way. I also remember an incident that kind of sheds light on my mother's personality. As I said earlier, my mother was quite creative. She used to knit and do all these wonderful things. She also made pillows, throw pillows out of felt, her own design. They were on the sofas in our living room. And I recall this one incident when this German, I believe he was an officer, came in, looked around what he wanted to take. And his eye caught these pillows. He said he would take those with him. Well, what can you do? There was nothing we could do. We were totally helpless. So he took the pillows that were there. He came back a few days later, and he said that he liked the pillows so much, he would like to order some. Where did my mother get them? And she told him she made them. So he says he would like to order some because he'd like to send them to his family in Germany. And my mother, this fearless woman, said, okay, she can make those for him, but she would need something in return. She would need some flour and some butter. I remember my father and grandmother thinking, okay, this is it. He's going to shoot her right on the spot. But you know what? He didn't. As a matter of fact, I remember his name. It was Daberle. And my mother made pillows. She would sit half the night at the dining table stitching the pillows. And Daberle, this SS man, I think he was, would bring the various items that she requested. So we always had a little more food. On another visit, some soldiers came in. They wanted to know where our suitcases were. They needed some suitcases. We're all standing there, and my mother declares, we don't have any. And I recall thinking, but we just brought them back from Szakowice. How can she say that? And again, my grandmother's and my father thinking, what is she doing here? Well, he asked for the German word koffer. And my mother's presence of mind was already then visible, because when he said to her, oh, surely you have some koffer, she says, no, she didn't. So he said that they would search. He went looking, and of course he found the suitcases and came back holding two that we just unpacked recently and saying, and what is this? And my mother said, ach, das sind doch Walisen. It's another word for suitcase. She knew very well, and she was prepared, that when he said one, koffer or valisen, she would say that she didn't know that that's what it was called. So this presence of mind and this fearlessness is what characterizes my mother through all the war years.
The shiny black boots of those German soldiers was a big image in your mind.
Yes, and it is to this day. The first time I saw them was actually when they climbed up on a chair to reach for the chandelier. Shiny black boots, and I've seen them over and over again. A very frightened picture.
You see them right now, don't you?
I certainly do. I can see them right in front of my eyes. No matter where I have lived, in cold weather and different parts of the country, I would never wear black leather boots.